time for the emergency break of the week.
It's not cool.
No, it's not cool because it blows.
It's not cool. It's not cool.
Whoa. Time out.
Why are you yelling your foot from me?
We're going to time out, both of you.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Let me take a puff off my pipe as I cue the iPod.
You would play stuff that nobody has ever heard of.
No, I would play stuff that's good.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ways are you willing to put out the 99 cents it takes to purchase a song?
I can do that right here at the desk. We have
on my account.
I've got an account, butt munch.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-brake. We'll give you three candidates, and you get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. At least for another week. We have a couple of problems with live commercial announcements on this edition of the e-brake. First one comes to us from the Hardline, one Mike Reiner. I don't know. What word did he almost say here?
1-800-714-2020 is the number. 1-800-714-2020. Learn more at LASIKsurgery.com. Climate Evangelist Eye Center. Vision for the life you live.
There's a couple of words that come to mind there that he almost said. Or maybe kind of did say.
Why do so many people almost say that word?
I don't know, but I heard it on bad radio, I think, yesterday. Dan was saying something, and...
I heard that, too.
Yeah, he was like... I can't remember the word he was going to say, whether it was country or something like that, but he stopped after first syllable. And they didn't make a big deal out of it, and they went on, but I remember thinking, there it is again. It's that word always trips people up.
There they go. All right. That's Ryan's up for an e-break. One Rich Phillips is up for an e-break.
I am.
Our show yesterday at the Granada, we were having a discussion about great Texans, and at the time we were talking about Willie Nelson, and I thought Rich called me a word.
Is Willie a great Texan?
What do you mean?
I think if you think of music, isn't he the first that comes to mind? Doesn't he have to be on the list if we're going to have somebody representing
music? What do you
mean?
Why are you questioning the greatness of Willie Nelson?
I'm not. I'm just trying to get a rise out of you, and I did. You jumped offside
there. I won this morning.
What did you say, Rich?
I said you jumped offside there.
Oh, yeah, I did. George.
Yeah, I thought you said a bad word.
Yeah, I too.
I had an L in there.
I thought you called me something.
I had an L in there.
Oh, you said you were going to flag it.
Flag him.
Okay.
There was an L in there.
I thought you called George something.
No.
I thought,
it was very un-Texan. I would use that on Gordon, not on George.
I thought you were trying to fight me there for a second.
It would have been a very strange turn as we start our Muser's Salute to Texas show.
Yeah, that is weird that you came up with that cover story that you put an L in there and you call me that just because we're talking about Willie Nelson.
Again, I wouldn't call you that.
The phrase you said was
flag
it.
But you know the way
flag
it was kind
there.
Of buried under everybody else talking, it did sound like that he was trying to slip that in.
What'd you call me, Rich?
What'd you say, Rich? What'd you say, Rich?
Can you play just that first part again?
Is Willie a great Texan?
What do you mean?
I think if you think of music, isn't he the first that comes to mind? Doesn't he have to be on the list if we're going to have somebody representing
music? What do you mean?
Music?
Why are you questioning the greatness of Willie Nelson?
I'm not, just trying to get a rise out of you.
Okay.
I did. You jumped off
so
there.
I won this morning. What did you say, Rich?
I thought you said a bad word.
Yeah.
Hey, we missed out yesterday of Buddy Holly. We didn't think of Buddy Holly.
Ah, yes.
Great Texan musician.
Probably could have made the list. Well, Rich made the list for e-brake candidates this week. And so did George Durnham and Greg Milner from the Dunham and Miller Show.
I guess that would be us.
What did Ryan say that on originally?
When he was called Thomas Monahan, the engineer, took over the broadcast and said, all right, I think we have the remote ready. Let's go back to Mike Hammer.
And Greg something or another. Yeah.
I guess that would be us.
Man, we got to find that somewhere. All right. Yes, we are up for an e-break because just a peek behind the curtain. Sometimes we have a live commercial announcement that starts right as the break starts, right as we say, okay, coming up next, we'll do this.
The ticket.
Sometimes we're ready and sometimes we're not. And we weren't ready for this, and we apologize to the good folks at AT&T.
So this is us scrambling for our AT&T copy.
Madly
you can't
scrambling.
Tell, though. Yeah. I think you guys covered
and,
it well.
And we got
Y'all
some,
are real pros on this, man.
And we got some great help, of course, from Gordon. What's the biggest show coming to town? We get the vote on that next.
The Ticket.
Yes,
you bet
do.
You're listening to The Ticket. This is America's favorite radio station and has been for a number of years. And right now, we're going to tell you about AT&T's new greatest deal ever. And that greatest deal ever is one of the
what's
best deals. We have to find the copy.
What's going on?
Well, they have them all the time. And, what? You know, it seems like they have them a lot about U-verse.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. And if you have U-verse in your home, you need to take advantage of the latest U-verse deal from AT&T. You get more freedom, freedom to move around your house, because they have the wireless receiver only at AT&T U-verse.
Boy, you're telling the truth there, George. U-verse is something else from AT&T.
Gosh.
Wow. So you never found your copy.
No, we did eventually. We got going. Yeah.
We had to vamp for 1 minute.
And the copy that I found originally was not what we were supposed to read. I was reading about directions about... never mind.
Boy, you're telling the truth there, George.
Well, we got some good drops out of this week's e-break.
I don't see how you guys do those, the quick turnaround ticket. Because you, psychologically, you're so ready. Once you hit that tease,
right.
You're ready to be silent for a while and mm-hmm. read what you're going to do next in the next segment. Then all of a sudden, you realize you got a live spot.
I know. They're awful. It's just so shocking. And that one clearly caught us by surprise.
Clearly. Honestly. All right, so those are your candidates.
In fact, we got another one coming up
let's
here.
Let's get ready for that one, shall we?
Get ready for a quick turnaround.
We got Rich, we've got Rhines, and we've got the Musers. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You're telling the truth there, Restless Badger.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I like to vote for that black SOB, Buddy Lee.
Stop calling. Please stop calling. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I would say that would be the Musers in the Morning.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Referencing that old theme song, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Or if you're in France watching NASCAR on your sweater.
That's me.
That's a rich move there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George, I'm going to vote for the most unaccountable member of the ticket, the South Oak Cliff con man.
Oh, that'd be Mike Reiner, do believe. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Ratio.
Ratio?
Race Week?
Well, I think that's me. Yeah, it's called Race Week, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's by the way, 9 tomorrow, by the way.
The word Dan McDowell was trying to say yesterday was contract.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's not that bad. Well, hi, you're on the ticket. Bad. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for the great Peter Marshall. Peter Marshall.
That's Pete LeCocq.
Pete LeCocq, that's true.
That's his real name, but Peter Marshall's not up for the e-break.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I don't always listen to the e-break, but when I do, I prefer to flag the Musers.
There you go, Rich. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, sir. First of all, George, loved y'all's show yesterday. Great job on that. Second of all, shout out to Race Week. And third of all, I guess I'll just drop the checkered flag.
Drop the checkered flag? Okay, I guess the Rich vote, I guess.
All right.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Good Lord.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'm in Spain. Can I watch Race Week from my...
Yeah, Sling Box, you certainly can. It'll work in Spain, too.
Thank you, Majiggy. And Rich has won!
Yes!
Yeah, is he really? Break of the week. He has done it.
In a long drought, man.
Done it. Rich Phillips with the win.
I hate this phone system so
my
much.
God, can we unplug this
really
radio station?
Texan?
Stand.
What do you mean?
I think if you think of music, isn't he the first that comes to mind? Doesn't he have to be on the list if we're going to have somebody representing
what do you mean?
Music?
Why are you questioning the greatness of Willie Nelson?
I'm just trying to get a rise out of you.
Oh, okay.
I did. You jumped off.
So I won this
I'm
morning.
Flagging.
What did you say, Rich?
I said you jumped offside there before.
Oh, yeah, I did.
George.
Yeah, I thought you said a bad word.
Yeah, I did too. I had an L in there.
I thought you called me something.
I had an L in
oh,
there.
Oh, you said you were going to flag
him. Flag him.
Okay.
Okay. There was an L in there.
I thought you
there.
Called George,
yeah.
George
no, something no, no, there. No. I thought, yeah.
It's very un-Texan.
I would use that on to, Gordon, not on George.
I thought you were trying to fight me there for a second.
It would have been a very strange turn as we start our Muser's Salute to Texas show.
I like the comment from Gordo. That's very un-Texan of you. All right, Rich wins. How many is that for Rich?
Wow, that's a big win for him. Seventh, he ties a couple of Hall of Famers, Rosen Rosen and Jerry Jones.
Wow.
Congrats, Rich.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, Rich, congratulations. 8:10 here on Sports.